Without question, I shall vote to support the withdrawal agreement. I have voted for it on the last two occasions. I believe it now satisfies all reasonable requests made by those who have criticised it in the past, and it is far and away, quite clearly, the best and probably only way forward.
Theresa May has said that she's secured the additional legal guarantees that were needed to address concerns over the Irish backstop. Do you think that's going to be enough to convince other MPs today?
I hope that it will, and I feel very strongly that if the withdrawal agreement is defeated, then those that vote against it will bear a very considerable responsibility for a possible, if not probable, loss of Brexit, flying in the teeth of the expressed wish of the people of this country in a referendum.
And EU officials have warned after this there will be no further negotiations. So what would happen in that situation?
We have to wait and see, but I'm looking at the moment at the possibility, now veering towards a probability, that by the skin of its teeth the withdrawal agreement will move through. And we have to make it clear that the withdrawal agreement is a paving measure, it's a stepping stone. What follows will be the negotiation of our trading arrangements with the European Union and our relationship as a country with the remaining 27 states of the European Union. So there's an enormous amount of work still to be done. And we really, the time has come when we need to vote for this, get it through and move on in the interests of the United Kingdom.
What do you pick up as the sense of mood and perhaps what other MPs are thinking ahead of tonight's vote? And are you going to be out trying to convince others who you think perhaps might not be in support of the Prime Minister?
I've been in the tea room this morning and I think there is an air of cautious optimism. I wouldn't put it any higher than that. Certainly not a racing certainty that it's going to go through. There are diehards who will, for their own peculiar purposes, vote against it, almost whatever it is, on both sides of the House and on both sides of the argument. But I hope that common sense will prevail, and yes, I shall be doing my utmost to persuade my colleagues, those that have been considering opposing it, to get behind the Prime Minister, to get behind the agreement, and to allow the country to move forward, because at the moment what is happening is very damaging indeed, and what could happen could be even more damaging.